Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Michelle, you got to turn that down, baby. Please.
Hello?
Lou Gregory, you're on the net.
All right.
Welcome to the Gregory Show. I'm our co-host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you listen to the Gregory. The Gregory's on the line right now. What's up, the Gregory?
What's up, everybody? What's up?
Hey, man, glad to hear you.
All
right, man. Glad to have you back on, man. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on here, man. What's been going on?
Nothing. Just working, keeping my grades up at school, you know, trying to be good.
Oh, that's all right there, man. So what's been going on at school, man? You had the opportunity, man, to be at school for a little while. And how your grades and stuff going, and what's been happening with you?
Nothing. I've been trying to keep up my grades, you know, stay away from the bad crowd. I kind of stayed in the middle last year, but this time I'm going to stay on the good side. I'm not going to hang around a whole bunch of people that I hanged around from last year. I'm just going to have a good time, you know, make good grades, make good choices and good decisions.
All right. So what's one of your favorite classes, man?
One of my favorite classes would be, it had to be, world history. It'll be world history. Because we always have fun in the class.
Oh, yeah, the world history? Oh, that
yes,
sounds
sir.
Good, though.
That'll be it. Yep. We have lots of fun in there.
Yeah, hey, that's all. Hey, man, you been watching any sports, man?
Yes, I watched the Cowboys game.
What did you think about the game?
It was a pretty good game. It was a real good game. But let's talk about Tony Romo. They said he got hurt.
I saw that play. That was something else, man.
It didn't look like he just fell on his arm, you know? It don't look like it was that devastating, man.
But, you know, that's what they say, you know. So, you know, Cowboys going to be kind of struggling this year because they got a couple
weeks. Yeah, they're going to be out a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say he's going to be out for a couple weeks. They said they might do surgery or something.
Yeah, so we have to keep an eye on that. You know, we got us a fancy football team this year, man. Me and you, we sharing this here team, man. And so we call it South Dallas Rough Riders. So, we 2-0 for right now.
I hope we keep up the good work.
Yeah, I do too, man. You know, so we'll see. You know, a couple years ago, we won the little old championship. So we had to check it out again this year.
Yeah, hope we win it again.
Yeah. So tell me how your school doing, man, in sports this year.
Let's see. Our JV team is doing pretty good. Our freshman team is doing real good, and our varsity team needs a little more help because we're not winning so many games.
You plan on going in the game, man? Yeah, give us a report on what's going on. You gonna be our little sports cast on the scene, man.
Yep, I'm gonna go to one game Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, you had to come back next week and tell us what went on at the game, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Yeah. Yeah, so that ought to be pretty tight right there.
Yeah.
You know. And so tell me, what else been going on with you, man? We didn't already hit sports and some of the classes and stuff that you attended.
Me, I just been, you know, just getting a good grade, so I'm doing what I need to do, taking the features and stuff. I've been looking at shoes and stuff to buy to keep my clothes up to date, fashion and stuff. And hanging out with my girlfriend more. We're going to hang out this Saturday. And I just been chilling, doing me.
All right, you said something about some fashion there, man. I be seeing you, but you be kind of like fly, man. You be like dressing, dog. I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get these shoes. I'm going to see if one of my parents or something can give me some money. But for these shoes, they only about $250. And they're shoes. They're like real fashionable shoes. You know, like some famous people wear them. They red bottoms and they got rings on them. And they are real, they're not that expensive. They're on like $250. Some stores, they're selling at $230. It's insane, but that's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah, that's a little deep right there. And so tell me, man, when you get something like that, now you're going to keep your grades up?
I'm going to have to. In order to get the stuff, because I can't just get the stuff and I'll make, you know, C's and stuff.
Yeah.
So this year I'm making A's and B's, you know, like only one or two C's, you know.
Oh, okay, then that's all right. Now you was talking to me earlier, man, about you know you was on the internet, you know, you were doing some homework. So you know some websites that'll help you do your homework, assist you in your homework.
I know a couple of websites with Google.
All right. Wait a minute. I'm getting a pen and write this down. Because I want you to share that with our listeners, man, because somebody on here might want to go to that website, man, because some of your friends might be listening. So give them an opportunity to go and check this here out.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I got Google, I got Yahoo, I got Home Access, and I have Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, all those right there, they will help you out?
Yes, sir, those are the websites that help me get my answers.
Okay. Now, what kind of classes can you expect to find when you go to a website? Like, tell me how you get on there, man, so you can help somebody out. So.
Okay. How I get on it is I go to the website and I type in like the classes I need. Say, for instance, I need definitions for chemistry, and so I just type in a word. I type in definition of. And then I put the word, and then I go down to the science. But it says in science, it's like regular science, like science, biology. And I go down to chemistry, and I click it, and then give me all the answers I need. I do it for the all my homework. So, for instance, say I need something for world history. I type in something for world history. I say sophomore for 10th grader, and then I just scroll down so I get my information.
Oh, okay. And that seemed to help you out a whole lot?
A whole lot.
And so you can find that on all your classes?
All of them.
So what class were you looking at today or now?
Go on internet today, but on the computers at school, they help us log in because, you know, this year they got different Wi-Fis and stuff because they got more computers and new stuff like that. So we have to work on getting on the computer again And after that, we went to the our home access for to look at stuff and to look at see our grades and stuff.
Oh, okay, then good. So that's pretty good, man. You know, well, them computers is all right, man. You're able to get around and do all you need to do.
Yeah, and I also looked on there and see what kind of my grades is and stuff on my schoolwork, you know. So, say for instance, I think I'm passing this class. I got like a standard behind me. I can ask them to raise this grade up, and that way I can, you know, stay on a good grade.
Oh, all right.
You know?
Yeah. And that's okay now. And so tell me something else that's been going on with you.
Oh, nothing. Oh, I got a new phone. Am I doing that about me?
Oh, okay. And now tell me about your writing, man. I know you've been writing stuff. You got any new things that you've been writing? You want to share some of your writing with us?
Yes, I'm working on this this new story. I'm hand writing this time before I type it. But I'm writing this new story. It's about these two guys that end up becoming friends. So one of these guys is a mean guy. He don't like to hang around people. He likes to be by himself. He likes to do his own stuff. If you met him and stuff, he'd be like talking all mean to you and stuff, saying he don't need friends and stuff like this. And then the other guy is friendly, so he helps a lot with other people. He likes making lots of new friends and stuff. So the guy, he's real, real cool and stuff. And then these two guys, that even though they're totally different, they got to share the same thing. So for instance, the guy doesn't like, the friendly guy likes to make friends, the other one doesn't. That's in the middle of the story, or close to the end, they end up becoming close friends for one thing they did together.
Oh man, that's tight. So how many stories you done wrote so far? And talk loud so we can hear you, man. Speak up.
I already wrote about four, I think it's four or five stories.
About four or five stories.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now you was telling me about one that you had wrote and your teacher was said something about it. Now what was that all about?
You said, what story was it again?
Yeah, you had wrote a story and your teacher said that you had complimented you on your writing.
Oh, that was one of the stories we had related to the story we read. It was about these two friends that were real close friends, but at the end they end up being not friends anymore. But then close to the, like, no, that was in the middle story, they weren't friends anymore. And then close to the end, they end up being friends again. You know, because I guess they were fighting over one girl. They were fighting over a girl, and both of them went on dates the girl that he liked. And so they weren't friends anymore. They ain't talked like they used to. And then in the middle of the story, the one guy got in trouble, and the other guy came and helped him out. And so they started being friends. At first, they were like, I can trust you, but I don't know if I can trust you. And then, close to the end of the story, they end up being best friends again. Like they always used to.
Oh, that's all right there, man. I tell you what, you want to read some of your stories to our listening audience, man, so they can hear some of your writing, man, and make them might want to go out and pick up one of your books when you write your book or something, okay?
Okay.
Now, what about poems and stuff? Do you write poem and you got any rap music?
I need to start writing stuff just to keep my mind on point. So, you know, instead of being lost in books all the time, I can do something else like poems and stuff. I'm gonna start writing forms.
Yeah. Now, how do you get your ideas for writing your stories and stuff?
I use my imagination. You know, I just think of something and I just write it down and I'm going as I write. So I just write this kid and his cat. And so the kid got a cat. His name is Jerry. Jerry's a black cat with white spots. Keep on going on after that.
All right. Now tell me, do you like to write with a pen or do you use a computer or you use your phone? How you get your ideas on written down?
I usually write on paper. Then I write on my phone. Sometimes I use my phone, then my paper, or I just sometimes use my computer.
Oh, it just depends on where you're at and what you're doing, huh?
Yep.
You know, now these are phones where you can just speak into them and and it writes it out. Do you use that use it like that, or do you like to just actually sit down and write it out?
I use that a lot. I like to use that.
Okay. Now, what about the spirit, the word check and things like that? Do you go back over with your word check software on your phone or your computer and make sure your words are spelled right?
I did that a lot. I always go back over word check and I use say what does this word mean, what's the definition of it. You know, I used to get smarter.
Oh, okay then. That sounds good. All right, man, this show here, we about ready to wrap this up, man. It's been a good interview, brother. I enjoyed it. But next week you're going to come back, you're going to tell us about what went on at the game, right?
Right.
Okay. Now tell us what show you're on and who sponsors this show for you every week.
I'm on the Vic Gregory Show, and I get sponsored by Granny's Place, Free on the Inside.
All right, that sounds good, man. What's that call-in number? Somebody want to call up and just check you out.
My call-in number is 1347-498-0005.
All right, I don't know where you got that number from, but here's the number I'm looking at right here. That's that 310 number at 982-4126.
Oh, that's the number. My bad, I had forgot it.
No, that's okay. Now, you remember that number? You got it now?
Okay, hold on 1 minute. I want you to say it over again.
Okay, that's 310-982-4126.
982-41 what?
26.
Okay, I got it now.
All right, that's good, man. Hey, man, we're about ready to get on out of here. You want to say a few words before we let you go?
To everybody that has a dream to speak, keep on holding on to it and stay up, and eventually it'll come to you one day. Don't ever give up on your dreams.
Hey, I like that, man. Hey, man, I feel that there. Never give up on your dreams. I like that. All right, bro, we out of here, man. Until we do this again next week, you be strong, okay?
Okay.
Not strong in anything, but be strong in the Lord, all right? And so next week you tell us about about what went on at the football game. You're going to be our roving reporter for the sports at your school, all right?
All right, I got you.
All right, man. You take care, brother. And again, you listen to the Gregory Show with co-host Mr. Joel Lewis and the Gregory Bunton, a young man but with big ideas out to change the world. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker, and he's an all-around good guy. Listen to the Gregory Show every Tuesday from 9 to 9:15, sometime 9:30, depending on what he got going on at school. So I look forward to being with you next week with myself and the Gregory. All right, the Gregory, we out of here, brother.
See you later.
All right, good night now.
Good night.